Down to Business on News Talk.
Brought to you by FBD Insurance. Affordable home cover you can trust. See what you could save on fbd.ie.
So, fleas the size of rats, rats the size of cats, and 10,000 peploids split into different tribes. To quote David Bowie, from rats invading your home to an infestation of cockroaches, my next guests have dealt with it all. For this week's industry review, we're talking to three exterminators about the business of pest control. Joining me in studio are Michael Dehan from Effective Pest Control, Marcus Guzzi from Total Pest Control, and Trevor Hayden from Complete Pest Control. So we've Effective Pest Control, Total Pest Control, and Complete Pest Control all here in the studio. You're all very welcome, lads.
Good morning.
How are we doing? Good. Okay, great. Now, I've been looking forward to this all week, and as I said earlier, get the text in. We'll try and deal with as many as we can. Now, let me start with you, Michael Dehan. Yes. You might tell us about yourself and about your business, if you would.
Yeah, I'm originally from Monaghan. I live in County Meath now with my wife and five children. I got into the pest control business about 8 years ago, and it's going very well. I'm enjoying the challenge.
Okay.
The main part of the business is dealing with rodents, rats and mice, but especially rats, because it's the biggest fear anyone has when they get a rat in the house. And I aim mainly to get there is to get rid of the problem as quick as possible.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So okay. Well, stay with us because we've lots to talk to you about, particularly on that subject. Our second guest is Marcus. Is it Guzzi?
Juicy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Marcus Juicy from Total Pest Control out there in Dunleary. Tell us about you and your business.
Well, I'm set up now nearly 8 or 9 years. I've 10 years or 17 years in the business, and we deal with all sorts of pests. You know, rats, mice, birds. We do the lot, you know.
Okay, so is it as wide as whatever it is, be it a cockroach, be it a pigeon? There's no end to you'll deal with the whole lot.
Deal with everything.
Okay.
Hopefully everything.
Okay. And does it tend to be maintenance based most of the business, as in that you have contracts with certain companies, and then there's occasional stuff where you wouldn't be contracted, where you go in and you charge a price to deal with the problem?
In our case, we'd be 50-50, I'd say.
Okay.
We're very well set up for the domestic industry, as you know, the equipment that we have for dealing with domestic problems. In this day and age now, the biggest problems is rats getting into houses via sewers and drains.
Right.
So we carry all the jetting equipment, camera equipment, smoke machine equipment. So we would be fairly up to date with stopping rodents from entering properties.
Okay. You know. So do you actually smoke rats out?
No, but we can carry out a smoke test in the drains, which will pick up defects in the pipes and where smoke would come out of holes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, you know. Let's introduce our third guest, Trevor Hayden from Complete Pest Control. Trevor, you're very welcome to the programme. Just come in a bit closer to the mic there. Tell us about you and your business, if you would.
Yeah, we are celebrating our birthday this week.
We're
10 years old. We started off as a family business. We now have technicians all over the country. So it's just grown. It's a bit of hard work all the way along, but it's grown and grown and grown over the years.
And like Marcus, is some of your business contracted, and you do then occasional, I suppose, one-off jobs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a healthy mixture of both. We base ourselves on contracts, but we do a lot of domestic work as well.
Okay. Typically then, in terms of the type of issues you deal with on a day-to-day basis, is it the same as the lads? Is it mainly rodents, mice and rats?
A lot of cockroaches, bed bugs. That's the great thing about this job. You just never know when the phone rings what it's going to be.
Right.
So, yeah, cockroaches are becoming a real problem in Cork and Dublin. Bed bugs is just taken off.
And when you talk about cockroaches there being a new problem, why would that be? Would that be that they're coming in on ships from other jurisdictions, or is it...
Ireland's now, we have people living here from all over the world. So unknowingly, they bring them in with them.
Right.
They've always been there, but definitely over the last couple of years, it's just gotten worse and worse. And we're seeing now a whole apartment blocks now infested with cockroaches. And it's too late at that stage, because what happens is they're in the fabric of the building. So it's a matter of control then instead of elimination.
Wow. I do recall in the States when I worked there, again, the cockroaches being a massive problem. And it was a kind of a, the only solution was a shutdown and a fumigation. Is that something that you've done?
Yeah, we've treated whole apartments like that. But the problem is, it's not the fact that they're in somebody's kitchen in an apartment. They're in between apartments. So
right.
They're in the fabric of the building at that stage. And it's just, it's controlled then. So we're going in a couple of times a year and we treat the whole building.
Okay. Michael, it's been a long, warm, hot summer. Is there a lot of wasps around?
Yes, I'm doing at least 6, 8, 10 a day.
No way.
Yeah. And people call me and say, listen, I don't turn away much work. But the odd time yesterday, for instance, I said, I recommended other companies and they said, we've called them and they turned us away. So I've been working to 10, half 10 at night from 6:30 in the morning. So it's been...
And
it's been really, really busy with wasps. Yeah.
Typically, how do you deal with a wasp nest? What do you do?
Yeah, we put it's a poisonous dust that you put into the hole in the fascia board, wherever they are. Just pump a little bit of dust in, and it goes around the nest, destroys it, and that's it. It stops.
Okay.
Now, in some cases, this year more than ever, I've got calls for the same site that they've set up a new nest. 10, 15 feet away. That's happened to me like 6, 7 times.
Wow.
So I've had to go back. Now, I don't charge to go back the second time, so I try and give a good service that way and so on. So if it comes back within this season,
I knew we'd get a lot of texts. I didn't think we'd get this many. Let's see what if we can solve a few of these problems. I think I have mice or worse in my attic. How do I get rid of, or how do I seal the house so they can't get in? Thanks, Bobby. I love your show. So anybody want to take that one? So when they say mice or worse, I presume they mean rats.
Well, if it's mice in an attic, it's going to be very hard, especially if it's a semi-detached or a terraced house. You and I make a distinction between one property and the next. If it's a mouse in a terraced house, that's just one giant attic for them.
Yeah.
And they're up and down. So it's very, very hard to prove an attic.
Is it a myth to say that if you have mice, you won't have rats or vice versa? Do they cohabitate?
Not in the same area, but I have had situations where we've had rats in an attic and mice in a kitchen. They, you won't get them both in the attic. The rats will attack the mice.
Right.
So.
Okay. Mr. Pest Control, any advice on how to deal with a moth infestation? They've eaten my carpets. My mother had this problem in her house down in Kilkee. Now they've started on my underpants and socks. Moths.
Yeah, that's an all round treatment, right round the whole apartment or house, whatever it is, wardrobe, you name it. It's pretty intense treatment.
So do you have to treat the carpet right across?
Depending on how deep the fibres are on the carpets. Like I did one in Chapel Lizard there a few years ago, and the fibres were that deep that no matter how much insecticide I sprayed, I was there like 3-4 times. I said to the customer, I said, you're going to have to get rid of the carpet.
Wow.
Because it was just, there was so much in there, and she didn't want to get rid of the carpet. Eventually, I said, listen, there's no sense in me keep spraying.
Yeah.
So eventually, you got rid of the carpet, give it one more treatment, and that sorted that out. But it is a pretty intense treatment to get rid of.
Here's one for possibly not an urban problem, but I have a mink killing my hens. What can I do?
You'd have to catch the mink in a cage.
And how would you do that? Just bait, is it?
You'd have to find its run and put a cage. Now, thankfully, we don't have mink up this neck of the woods.
A few mink in Dunleary, I tell you. The humankind. what's the best way to get mice out of a new build house before moving in? We think there isn't too many of them. The house is at seconds fixed stage. So this is a house under construction.
That's going to be difficult. There's going to be proofing issues there. Whenever we deal with a rodent issue in a building, the question is always why. Not the fact that you have them. How did you get them? How did they get in? So if a house is at second fix, you're going to imagine there's still going to be proofing issues there that need to be addressed.
And is it generally about access rather than sort of food being left around the place or that kind of thing? Or
sometimes you can get rodents, rats and stuff in the back garden because people feed their dogs out there or whatever. And that's easily fixed. But whenever we're doing a rat job in a building, it's always the rat is a byproduct of an issue, whether it be a drain issue or a broken vent or something like that.
Okay, wow. A rat in between cavity blocks left rat poisoning outside, but no good. Can't find where he's getting in, but he starts scratching during the night. Oh, my God. And driving me cracked. Please help me, Mike in Cork.
They're getting in the sewers 99% of the time. That's the, you know, they live in the sewers. That's the food source down there, and they're coming up from the AJ, you know, the access junction, where the toilets flush out to. So the first thing I'd be doing there is checking those out for any structural damage in the under the ground. And also, I'd usually suggest putting in a rat flap. It's a mechanical, stainless steel mechanical device that fits into the sewer liner and lets the flush away, but the flap comes back. It's a one-way valve system.
Stops any
the rat return. The rat cannot get to the house anymore. It's a great device. I put in a lot of them. I install at least a half dozen of those a week.
No way.
Oh, yeah. They're a great device. Every house should have one. Now, they have to be put into the correct place, because you know sometimes there's two exits from a house, so you'd have to put in two flaps. Also, older houses, mid-terrace houses, there could be multiple, multiple junctions under the ground and so on, and that would you'd have to get the cameras and smoke tests in for that one.
Wow.
Job I did recently, I just want to mention it very briefly, in Terranura, where all the pipes were, all the cameras was done and put in the flaps. Checked the attic out, everything. She was still getting rats. Now, she had a mid-terrace house either side. So she called me up. This is like a few weeks later. She says, listen, I can't move into this house with these rats. And I said, well, there's only one thing left. There was a void under the kitchen of about 25 square metres. And I said, you're going to have to take a kitchen out, lift the floor, and pour the void underneath with concrete if you want to seal the house off. Now, this is extreme end.
Wow.
But, I'm there to get solutions, and that, unfortunately, it's going to cost a bit of money. But she was like, fine. She
okay.
Says, you know, so.
A couple more, from rats to cats to bats even. Would the lads recommend to get rid of a large number of bats in a vaulted ceiling?
Well, bats are protected, so, you know, you can't touch bats at all. So that's.
Can you encourage them to go elsewhere?
You can't touch them, really. You contact National Parks and Wildlife and get advice from what they will allow you to do with them, because this is such a touchy subject.
Is a cat a foolproof way of getting rid of mice?
No.
Definitely
not.
You guys are the human cats. They're your competitors. The cats are your competitors, no?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, Bobby. Would you ask the pest control expert, how can I be sure I've got rid of a fly infestation that I had in a bad bedroom a few weeks, maybe that's a back bedroom a few weeks ago? Now, since last weekend, I've noticed the odd fly in the room, but they're all nearly gone. Originally, they were gathered around the open fireplace. That's from Paul in Whitehall.
So sometimes with open fireplaces, what it could be is a bird has fallen down, has died in the actual fire chimney or breast itself, and a blue bottle might have found it.
Right.
Laid eggs, and that's the reason why you get
could
flies.
Could be a chick in a nest that died, you know, up in the chimney.
Can I ask you about people who don't know about poison laying bait? Like, you can buy bait in the local hardware store. Are there things that people should be careful about? Like, what about things like secondary poisoning, where a rat gets poisoned and then a bird of prey comes along, eats that and gets killed because they ingested it?
The barn owl, for example, is 50% extinct from eating rats with secondary poison. Like, it is a big problem. So I personally only use poison when it's absolutely necessary. You know, otherwise it is something you really have to be careful with. And pets, dogs. Dogs will, they can get access to, they'll eat the poison. Like, a cat will think about it beforehand, but a dog will eat it and think afterwards.
Yeah. And so you've all really those other issues then of other contaminants.
Secondary poison is like, I ask that question all the time. Now, one job I did in Thailand, the lady says to me, by the way, my dog eats dead rats. So I knew I couldn't use poison there.
Right.
So traps on. Now, they're out in the shed. Now, they had a load of dog food out there. And I said, so, you know, it's a process elimination of making sure that dog food is not left out there and try and control it somehow. But I could not use poison there. So things like that.
Are there any animal sort of wellness things or that you guys need to be conscious of in terms of being humane and dealing with, like, these are creatures, and as you know, you say to your kids, we're all God's creatures. But is there a humane way or an inhumane way of dealing with vermin?
we follow a code of practice. So we make sure that if you're putting down traps, for example, if we're not using rodenticides, which is the poison, if we're using traps, they have to be regularly checked. You're right. And, you know, even if we're dared to kill a rat, there's a humane way, a humane way and an inhumane way of doing it. So absolutely, every care is taken with regard to how we go about this.
It's just the biggest thing is a lot of the rodenticide, we try and not use rodenticide. Like, we can solve problems with rats without touching rodenticide. But the rodenticide that we use, it can give secondary poison only, like, if they eat the bait, they'll have rodenticide in them, but it's not enough to cause secondary poison.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So the stuff that we're using doesn't, like, it'll be in their system, but it's not enough to kill them.
So it'll have an effect on a smaller animal, but not a bigger one. Well, so if a dog ate a rat, as Michael was telling us there. So
it's trace elements.
Okay.
Will be there, where if the dog was to eat the rodenticide directly, obviously there's more of a concern.
Okay, just a couple more that you might help me with. How do you treat an infestation of ants? It's kind of a powder thing, isn't it, that you put down? Or
we use most of the time it's a wettable powder, and it's you know, a spray treatment that we'd carry out in all floor junctions, you know.
What sort of bait should I put in my trap? I'm told that Irish mice love bacon rind. Anybody, any views on
peanut,
that?
Peanut butter all the way, and I find the crunchy one better.
Peanut butter crunchy.
Yeah,
Snickers bar, Nutella. Wow, you've heard it all here, folks.
I actually brought something in for you, actually.
Go on.
So have a look at those fellas there.
Right.
Don't let them out.
Yeah, don't let them out.
Is that a bed bug?
They are bed bugs, yeah.
Wow. So I'm looking into a magnified case, and I'm seeing for the first time that I think I've ever seen them. I think they're a huge problem. Are they, Trevor? Yeah.
Really big problem. Yeah.
Right. And how do you? Ooh, they look horrible. How do you actually deal with an infestation of bed bugs?
It's difficult. Because these guys are called bed bugs because mainly they bite you when you're in bed, but they live in and around your bed. So we have found these guys inside phones, inside TVs, you know, on bed frames. So when we go into someone's house to treat these, their participation is as important as ours. So they need to declutter, they need to wash their clothes, bag them. So it's a process, and it can take a long time to depending on how long they're.
And you're just showing me two of these here, but I take it that they look horrible. I take it that. If you had an infestation of these, there could be like thousands of them.
Lots of them.
Ouch. Yeah. Okay, it's a scary subject. Thank you for letting us into your world. I'd like to thank my guests, Michael Deehan from Effective Pest Control, Marcus Gucci from Total Pest Control, and Trevor Hayden from Complete Pest Control. Thank you very much, lads. Very informative. And loads of texts we saw. So thank you for... Thank you for, and good luck in the business. You're doing great work out there, so keep doing it. Loads more to come. Stay tuned.